Hi there, everyone. This is Donna Fox, and you are listening to Akashic Wisdom, the show that where we talk about the Akashic Records, we talk about your life, and we talk about things in the here and now. What separates or differentiates the program on the Akashic Records or this Akashic Wisdom show is that we, and I say we because I am a member of Akashic Record Consultants International, we do not designate or define ourselves or consider ourselves psychics. I don't work with the Akashic Records from future predictions. Although there may be areas within the records of that, the areas of the records that talk about future predictions have many outcomes. And when you're working with a psychic or you're in that psychic realm, they're only typically telling you about one. And with the work and the records that I do work with has to do with you being the master of your destiny by creating the choices. And the more you know about your life in the here and now and why you created the choices you did in the past, or why you're creating, or why you have the choices you have in the here and now, the better your choices you can make that will create your future. So I'm telling you this because many times people will call in and say, what do you see for me here? Or what's my future there? These are wonderful questions if you're working with a quote-unquote psychic. So I want to be able to help you understand that from a future perspective, the future is now. And the reason that's important about the future being now is because we are the sum and total of all of our past choices that have created the aspects of who we are. And when the record keepers say past choices, they're talking about the choices that you made that are actually ingrained or integrated into the DNA of your flesh or the DNA of your body. And also, if they're integrated into your spiritual DNA. So we not only have the physical tracking ability of our ancestors through DNA, which is important when we look at our patterns of belief systems that we have incarnated into. And so what that means is that when we choose a soul group, or rather than when we are in a soul group and then we choose to incarnate into a specific DNA gene pool, we are choosing the choices of that physicality, the physical choices that comes with the physicalness of that DNA pool or choice. It's very interesting. They're using the word choice receptacle. And so it's very important to understand that we are spirit and we are soul. And we are also physical and personality, and the personality encompasses the emotions and the feelings and all of the different things that go into those feelings. And so the personality then interacts with the soul. The soul observes how the personality defines and deciphers, reacts to, and is impacted by the underlying belief systems of the DNA that we carry in our physical bodies. Now, we choose the various DNA pools. In other words, like we choose our parents. And in choosing our parents, we choose the DNA pool of both of our parents that come together and create a new gene pool, which is us, which is our own individuality. but we're drawing from the underlying belief systems that are still imprinted and overlaid onto the DNA of that ancestry. And so we choose our parents for the ancestral DNA, the ancestry that they bring, and the choices and the belief systems that that DNA pool brings. And we choose that DNA pool to assist us in not only our soul's growth and our soul's awareness, but also for a way of actually clearing, neutralizing, and cleaning, or like eliminating old belief systems that no longer serve humanity and the planet. So what that means is that we as human beings come into this life and have chosen to move into a DNA pool of which we can literally clean. And that's important for us to know. And so when I work with the Akashic Records, I am working with people to help them understand what the core issues of belief systems are that they incarnated into to clear. And then at that point, give them the action steps that they can choose to work with to do that elimination or neutralization. Now, just because the information is given doesn't mean that human beings have to take action. And this is not about the record keepers telling you what to do. What they're doing is giving you suggested actions so that you can clear the underlying belief systems that you're operating under that are creating the havoc or the challenges in your life. And that's one of the reasons, and in fact the main reasons, why you incarnated into the gene pool you did, was to clear those underlying beliefs that no longer serve humanity. How's that for starting a program? Hello. Now, just to kind of give you an overview, I access the records through a sacred prayer. It's a specific prayer that shifts the energy to make the information accessible. Prior to the show, I always open the Akashic Records, and when I'm talking to you, I'm talking to you from the records. And so what you just heard was not Donna expounding on how she thinks it is. What you just heard was an explanation of the Akasha, of what not only the work of the Akashic Record energy is in the way that I work with it, and I've been taught and I teach, but it's also about helping you as listeners understand how to formulate your questions, how to move into a mindset of knowing that it is in the here and now and on our acceptance of the here and now that creates our future. And we as human beings are moving away from people telling us what to do. And what that means is we're moving away from listening to somebody else tell us what our future could be. We are preparing for a major shift of the planet. We are already in that major shift. We've been in that beginning stage of the major shift. And that's why your lives, in some cases, are in such upheaval. That's why the financial aspect of this planet is an upheaval. And it's all in play based on how we, as humans, choose to qualify, define, and choose how we want our life to look and feel. And so there are things that are, quote-unquote, not destined. It's very important that you understand that there, within the Akasha, there are many endings to the story. They're drawing a parallel to the game of Clue. And so if anybody's ever played the game of Clue, you realize that there you can have a variety of different endings at the end of the game. And that's the same way, that's the course of this planet and the planet's future. And the destiny is not written in stone. And so it's important that we take our responsibilities as human beings to move into a space where we claim the way we want our life to look and feel. Now, just because we decide we want our life to look and feel one way today doesn't necessarily mean that we're locked into that for the next 20 years. It's really about being flexible and adaptable, yet holding the vision of what you want it to feel like. Because your life can look in a variety of different ways, but the feelings is what you're moving at. You want your life to look and feel a certain way, but how you want your life to feel is the key point of what needs to be, and they're throwing these words out, defined, deciphered, and before, you've got to look at how you want it to feel, and then allow the way the picture shows up. And the idea here is, it's very important, it's not about saying, I want my life to feel, let me get this right. It's really more about you deciding how you want your life to look and feel from a positive point of view rather than from a negative point of view. So what that means is, rather than talking about how you don't want to feel, it's more about talking about how you do want to feel. So rather than saying, I want my life to look and feel like this, and the definition is, well, I don't want this, and I don't want that, and I don't want this, that focus will not bring you what you want. What you want is to focus on how you want your life to look and feel. I keep saying that, not to be a broken record. Okay, so today is a very auspicious day. If you were tuning in last week, you heard me mention that this since last week, and then so since last Saturday, actually, it began last Friday night, and it's coming all the way to, and it will be over this tomorrow night, Monday night, is the Jewish New Year. Started with Rosh Hashanah. This week is what they call the Days of Awe. And it culminates and ends tomorrow, Monday night, at sundown. Beginning today at sundown began the Day of Atonement. And the Day of Atonement is very important, not only for the Jewish people, because that's the way they think about how life is, but all of us, every human being on the planet needs to take responsibility for what they want to atone that will bring them their at-one-ment. And I'm sure you might have heard that before, but I'm going to say it again slowly. And if you were to spell out the word atonement and at-one-ment, you'll see they are spelled exactly the same. And so what we as individuals need to do for ourselves is to really become clear of what we are no longer willing to have in our life, and allow our awareness to create an atonement for what has brought us to a point of sadness or guilt or shame or anger. Again, you could talk about underlying beliefs, but it's really about taking stock and becoming very much aware of where we need to forgive ourselves. At the same time, moving toward forgiveness of others. And I think if you heard me last week, one of the laws of Judaism is that during these days of atonement or atonement or these days of awe, it's important that a human being, if they want to be forgiven by God, ask the person they believe they wronged for forgiveness before God will forgive them. Now, I'm really not much for dogma. The only reason I'm mentioning even this tradition, if you will, is because, number one, I am familiar with it, but number two, the record keepers want us to become aware, not from a religious point of view, but from a point of view of who we are and what creates our sadness, our discomfort, and our lack of feeling of at-one-ment, and our lack of feeling good about ourselves. And so these days, and you can pick any day you want, but there needs to be some times where we do our personal inventories and be willing to shed that which no longer serves us in the form of beliefs, ideas, concepts, friends, family, jobs, environments, habits, patterns. We need to become very much aware of what no longer serves us in our life and methodically begin to shift from those things that no longer serve us to a place where we can feel at one-ment. So I want you to really think about what would it take for you truly to feel at one with the divine? What would have to happen? What would have to happen for you to feel peace within your heart at this very moment? And so it's the joy you want to look for. And you need to look at the things that possibly have bogged you down that seem to block your joy, that block your peace. And it's those things that you need to really move into and eliminate. Get clear about what they are. Because when you eliminate them, you don't give them energy. And whatever you don't give energy to will fall away. And so, they're reminding me of the story of the two wolves, and you may or may not have heard this before. But there is a story of an Indian chief and his son, and he tells him, and I think I've got this right, and I'm paraphrasing. But there's a story about there's a loving wolf and an angry, mean wolf. And help me with this story here. And so as one represents love and the other one represents fear, the mean one represents obviously the love the mean one represents fear and the nice one represents love. And so the idea here is that he's trying to explain to his grandson, this Indian chief, that in life, everyone travels with two wolves. And one will survive and be stronger than the other. And one will dominate your life, and one will be weakened. And so the young boy, the young grandson, says, Father, how do I decide which one to be stronger? How is it decided which one will be stronger? And the grandfather, the Indian chief, says, the one you feed will grow. And I know that I kind of messed the story up, but the bottom line is that what you feed grows. If you feed love, it grows. If you feed fear, it grows. If you feed anger, it also grows. And so you need to decide, what do you want to feed in your life? And so in deciding what you want to feed, it's very important that you look for the underlying pieces that don't ring true for you. For example, the record keepers are talking about people who truly say they love everyone. They love everyone, they're always in love, they're loving, but the criteria of loving all these people is that they love them back. And the comment is, it's very hard to love someone who doesn't love you back. Newsflash. If you are waiting for someone to love you back before you can really and completely feel that you love them, you're not actually exercising the pure state of love. You're exercising the state of conditional love, and it's not even conditional love, it's called conditional approval. So when they approve of me, when they agree with me, it will be easier for me to love them. You will know that you have stepped in to the true and complete aspect of love when no one can take you off your center, or rarely do you get taken off your center, and you move into a state of truly loving those who do not exhibit loving ways to you. Now, that's not about turning the other cheek. It's about not allowing yourself your boundaries to be crossed, and it's about not allowing someone to create an anger within you that you act in an unloving way. So if you're carrying judgment, and if you're carrying anger for anybody out there, and what your intention is to be loving, it's really about looking at the parts of you that are feeling overwhelmed, unsupported, and that's a condition for you to love these people. If you're feeling unsupported by them and so you're feeling not loved by them, is that a reason not to love them? If you are committed to walking in love, what it means is if these people who are not supporting you, not acting loving to you, if in fact those types of people are in your life and they're causing you not to feel good about yourself, then the logical next step is to not allow yourself to be around people who don't show you respect and who don't show you and don't mirror to you who you want to be. Now, very important piece here. If, in fact, someone is mirroring something to you that you don't like, you really need to look at what's going on inside of you that would create that mirror. Everyone is a gift. So the key here is, if you're working with toxic people, it's absolutely key for you to take a look at the toxicity and move into a space of self-curiosity of how that pushes your buttons. because if that self-curiosity comes up and you're feeling tension or you're feeling anger at these people and you truly want to walk in the space of love and that's still charging you, you must look at where you believe what they say is true. It doesn't have anything to do with whether it is true or not, but you have to look at how and where and what and how you agree with them, because that's what's there. So there's a lot here. There's a lot of information here for you. A lot of information. And so it's really going to be important that you move into your own space of light and love. And again, creating the life you want has to do with how you want your life to look and feel. Now, it's also very important, you know, that you move at your own pace and reward yourself or acknowledge yourself for the steps you're making. Some people can shift overnight. Certainly it's possible. Other people need to work at a slower pace. You do whatever is comfortable and joyous to you. So if there's only one area of your life that you can shift and starting to become more aware of, that's your first step. You don't have to do a 360-degree turn overnight, because sometimes that kind of shift causes stress. Only you can decide how much you want to do to begin shifting your world so it begins to look more and feel more about the way you want it to look and feel. This is not about criticizing you. It's not about beating you up about what you haven't done. It's all this whole explanation tonight and this whole message for you, this message from the Akasha for you, is about you becoming aware enough and honest enough with yourself that you can move into the light of the divine that is within you and allow that light to shine. To literally take the blinders and the blankets and the shields off that light. My granddaughter came home and was telling me about how her teacher was teaching her about the love light she carried in her heart. Now I know this teacher. And this teacher is a very, very spiritual woman. And is actually been very interested in the Akashic Records. But what's interesting about this concept is when you teach a child who's 4 years old about noticing their love light of what feels good in their heart and knowing that love light shines, when you teach a four-year-old about their love light, that's very important. And so on this day of at one-ment, and on this day where you're looking to be able to move into your space of light and love, it may be important to move into your heart and move back into time and to teach your four-year-old about what that love light is. To help your four-year-old and your eight-year-old and your 12-year-old and your 14-year-old and even your 30-year-old understand about what your love light is. Because only you can create your tomorrow. Your circumstances can be shifted in a moment. So the question we want to ask is, why do I know the universe will always love and take care of me? Why do I know? It's okay and safe to be who I truly am. Why is it okay and safe for me to love myself? Why is it okay and safe for me to be successful? These questions that are coming forward to you are from the work of Noah St. John, and he talks about affirmations, and they're actually questions that you ask the universe without thinking of what the answer is. The universe abhors a vacuum, and when you ask the universe a question with the phraseology similar to what was just shared with you, the universe will really rush in to answer your question about why you're thinking that. They will rush in to give you proof of your why questions. And you do it anyway. You're doing it with the negative. You might as well do it with the positive. So how many times, why am I so stupid? Why do bad things always happen to me? Why can't I ever find the right mate? You're doing it anyway, and look what happens. It keeps happening over and over again. Why can't I be successful? You keep asking those kinds of questions, and you keep getting that same stuff. So now why not change the why? Why is it okay for me to be successful? Why do I know I'll always have enough time to do whatever I want to do anytime I want to do it? Why do I know I'm completely loved by the universe? Why is it okay for me to love myself? Why is it safe for me to be lovable? Okay, so the record keepers have talked to you for about a half an hour now. We have about 25 minutes left of the show. And so this would be a great time if you have any comments or questions for you to call in. And if you're listening and you don't have the telephone number in front of you, let me give it to you. It's a toll-free number. You can call in from anywhere in the world. It's always toll-free. The toll-free number is 1-888-228-4494. And I want to mention that there is a Level 1 class coming up in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania this weekend, coming up a week from today and tomorrow. Actually, it's Saturday and Sunday. And it's October 3rd and 4th. That's in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, in the Dormont area. And for Cleveland, the Cleveland area first level Akashic Records Level 1, where you learn how to access and open your own personal Akashic Records and work with the energy, is October 24th and 25th. And for those people who have already taken Level 1, Level 2 is going to be in November, November 6th, 7th, and 8th. And in Level 2, you learn how to access your, not only it deepens your work with your own personal records, but it also teaches you, that class teaches you how to access the records of others, the land, and animals. And so that's always fun. And then the following weekend on November 13th, 14th, 15th, and 16th is Level 3. At Level 3, the attendance on Level 3 is limited to no more than 10 individuals. 10 max. It's 5 days. It's extremely, it's 4 days. It's intense. And it is a deepening of the energies of the Akasha within your, not only your being, but your energy grid around you. And it's pretty profound. So we have 2 Level 1s coming up, a Level 2 and a Level 3. So if that's of interest to you, please email me at info, I-N-F-O, at Akashic Wisdom, that's A-K-A-S-H-I-C, that's wisdom, and wisdom.com, just like the name of the show. Or you can call me at personally offline when I'm off the show at 216-691 1233. And that number is also good for you if you are interested in a consultation. Consultations are an hour or an hour and a half, and they give you deep insight into your core issues so that you can shift your life and you can make a difference in your own personal beingness. So again, the telephone number is 888-228-4494 to call in to bbsradio.com. I want to mention, as I mentioned earlier, I am a member of Akashic Record Consultants International. And it is, Akashic Record Consultants International is an organization that has been formed to educate and certify Akashic Record consultants and teachers. And we're also committed to supporting the purity of the work of the Akasha. And so we are actually having a conference in Odessa, Texas, and the conference is actually the 17th and 18th of October, but there is going to be a level one and a level two being taught the 15th and 16th of October prior to the actual conference. So if that's of interest to you, again, you can give me a call and I'm happy to tell you about it, or you can go up and look at AkashicConsultantsInternational.org and all the information's up there. Okay, so I've got email questions here. Let's go to the email questions. And feel free to email me your questions. I'm online now. And, or you can go ahead and call me. Call in the show. We have about 10 or 15 minutes, and the lines are open, so give a call. We have first of all, we have a question from a gal who met someone. This is she's been looking for a mate, a beshert, a loved one. And she met somebody in a very unplanned way, and it was not like her at all. And at the time, she did not get his name or any contact information. And she was attracted to him, but he said he was a pilot. And then he said he would be returning to away from where she was the following day, and she just let things be. And so what she says is, he has been constantly in my mind. It feels like a lost opportunity. And can the Akashic Record Keepers tell me what is the meaning of this short-lived encounter? What's important, and the reason I can do this so deeply, is because I do have this particular person's first and last legal name, which is she emails me, and which is important when you're asking a question via email to encourage to your first and last legal name. And that's real important. Anyway, so let me just kind of move. I'm about to answer that question, and I've got a caller, so we're going to have to wait for the answer to that. I have a caller on the line. Hello, caller. Hello? Somebody there? Hi.
Hi.
Who is this?
Hi, can you hear me? This is Pat.
I can hear you. Hey, Pat. How are you?
I'm good. I actually sent you an email. I don't know if you got it or not, with my full name.
Yes. Yes, I did. But I no one called in, so I was about to go to my very first question of who emailed me. So let me go to your question. I was taking them in order, and that's something the listeners need to know. I will take the email questions in order that I receive them, unless somebody calls in. So if somebody's brave enough to call in and talk to me, I'll talk to you. Okay, great. So the idea here is, I want you to. I'm not sure what you're asking. So I've got your first and last legal name. What do you want to know, darling?
Well, I had talked to you the last couple of weeks, and
yeah, I know that. I've got that part, but I want you to know what you want to know now. So we've got. There was like, what's your question tonight?
Okay, I am making progress with some something called nutraceuticals. It's helping the anxiety. But at the same time, I feel like I'm falling apart. It's just, I've just begun them, and in a way that makes sense. I'm almost wondering, who am I going to be once this shifts, because I've been so blinded from trauma my whole life.
You've been so blinded what?
Blinded by fear and trauma my whole life.
Okay.
I feel like I haven't even had opportunities to learn lessons that I needed to learn just in how to be in this world, to create my life. Even to the point where my back has sort of fallen apart. It just went on me midweek. 2 days.
Okay, so I want to stop you for a moment, because you have called in the last few weeks. In other words, I really do want to give other people a chance. So anybody who wants
right.
to call in, know that there are lines open, and if you call in, I will talk to you. There's still time, and I understand if somebody calls in, I'll be notified by that there's a caller waiting. But I want to also answer your question here, Pat. Okay, so you're asking about the nutraceuticals. Is that like a supplement type of a thing?
I think it's sort of like in the place of pharmaceuticals for anxiety and depression, but it's natural.
It's like something you ingest. It's something you take.
Yes.
And so when did you start taking this?
I started taking it, I think, Tuesday. So they're helping already.
You have to understand how what I'm getting from the record keepers is that, and again, I don't... Donna, personally, does not know anything about this product. But what I am getting from the record keepers is that you're detoxing right now.
Okay.
And it's very, very important that you drink a lot of water.
Okay.
Because what's happening is your system has been so out of whack for so long, not just from a nutritional point of view, but from a emotional point of view. See, what they're saying is that when a person has emotional trauma, and when there are severe emotional issues that you're trying to deal with at the same time, what happens with your nutrients is your nutrients aren't even able to get through the way, even if you think, well, I'm eating all natural and I'm eating good, the reality is the stress of your body is reacting to the emotional stress that you've been going through all your life.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you take a product that shifts your energy, it takes time to detox, and you need to be able to talk to a professional about how long the detox typically takes and what you can expect.
Okay.
And not just the person that sold it to you. They're talking, I mean, in other words, like, if it's a multi-level or network marketing thing, it's really important that you talk to a holistic practitioner that can look at the ingredients and tell you what you're taking.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, who did you get it from?
A holistic, an ND doctor.
And so what did the doctor tell you what you would be experiencing?
I think it's probably different with everyone, and she expected that it probably wouldn't be making much of a difference right away.
But it is.
A few weeks. Yeah.
Did you say?
Yeah.
And have you talked to her when it started becoming uncomfortable?
Well, it's both uncomfortable and the anxiety is being released, so it's actually good. And yes, she was pleased that it was, and I think, you know, not surprised. I think she sees that it can happen, you know, quickly or...
So what is your concern, hon?
I guess I was just looking for insight as to, you know, what's happening and sort of maybe some acknowledgement that this is all happening in the right direction. You know, I guess I'm in the middle of feeling like I'm falling apart and sort of trippy.
Okay. All right, so you also work with a therapist, and you work with a naturopath, right?
Yes.
Okay. And so the idea here is, the question the record keepers have for you is, what part of working with these professionals don't you trust?
I think I probably just don't trust myself. And I may be afraid of disappointment in other people.
That's a very important insight. Do you see that?
Mm-hmm.
The reason that's important for you is because it's almost like the pattern has been so great to what I'm hearing is the pattern has been so insidious, so great, to expect failure and betrayal, that's
yes.
the underlying belief system that you're holding within their grid.
Yeah.
And the way to release that, okay, is to begin to, like, if you want to use that way of phraseology that we were talking about earlier, is to ask the question and not try to get an answer.
Mm-hmm.
Be willing to surrender to the idea is it's okay not to know and let the universe handle it. And
right.
the question for you would be is why is it okay for me to love myself?
Okay.
Don't worry about an answer. Or why am I safe in healing my body and my emotions? Why is it safe for me to heal my body and my emotions?
Okay.
So the idea here is it's really important that you move into into looking at what is look into what is good about your life rather than and what's working and what isn't working. When you constantly focus on what's wrong, you attract more wrong.
Okay.
Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, it does.
Yeah. And so that's really important. You know, there's a lot of things going on for you, hon, and you need to be able to really look at that. You really need to look at about where your attitude possibly is supporting your anxiety and then creating a cycle. Do you understand what I'm talking about?
Oh, I see that. I can't get out of seeing that everything has gone wrong. I see that I'm in it.
And so that's why what's being said is the way you stop it is to stop phrasing it that way. Why? So the question would be, why is it safe for me to view my life differently now?
Okay.
Why is it okay for me to feel happy?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And again, Noah St. John has a wonderful book called Affirmations. And it's sometimes hard to get, but the idea here is it's a small little book. It's like $11.95. It's a little blue book, and it's not expensive. But the issue here is to allow the universe to answer the questions. We are so caught up with we have to have the answers, and the reality is we don't.
Mm-hmm.
We can allow ourselves to surrender and trust what comes to us, even if we've been battered. The reality is, the more we ask the question without having to worry about an answer, the more things will shift for us.
Okay.
So it's safe to ask questions without answers. And you can even say, why is it safe for me to ask questions without answers?
Okay.
Why is it okay for me not to know? Why is it okay for me to heal my body, mind, and spirit now?
Okay. I appreciate this and your time, and I was hesitant to call and take up time.
Quite frankly, if there's anybody else out there that wanted to call, there's four lines open, and they could easily call and then wait on the line. So, I mean, I just wanted
to
put that out there, though, you know, I really did. You know,
yeah, but you have emails.
Yeah, and I want to get to that to answer that
right.
question from the email. But what I also want to tell you is that you asked about my fees, and I'll be happy to talk to you about that privately. I'll email
okay.
you some information. Okay?
That's great. Thank you so much.
All right, Pat. But do try those things and see how they work for you.
I've written it all down. I've got it. Thank you so much.
Cool. And if you miss anything, there's always the archives.
Okay. Good. Thanks.
Yeah. Okay, dear. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, so let me get to this other question here. And we thank Pat so much for being willing to call in and ask her question. And because I know these questions help all of you. I mean, and what I want to do is answer them in a timely manner. So, and again, if somebody's on the line and you have a question, don't sit there being a victim. Dial the number. You can call just as easily as anyone else. Okay. So the question is that this particular person met this pilot and they were attracted to him but they didn't do anything about it. And so the question is it feels like a lost opportunity. Can the Akashic Record Keepers tell me what is the meaning of the short-lived encounter? Well, part of what's going on here for you is to begin to act on what you want to do rather than what you think is possible. And that's an important message for everyone out there. Act on what you want to do rather than what you think is possible. So if you meet a terrific person and you would like to know more about this person, ask for their contact information. That's why they have telephones and emails. And so, you know, this was an important lesson to show you what it felt like not to act on what you truly wanted. So, okay, accept that information and let it go. If this man is meant to come back into your life, he'll show up. But the reality is, this was an exercise in learning that when you want something, you need to ask for it. Now the reality is whether this person could have been married. Or the reality is they could have been with some, they could have been in a committed relationship, but you won't know until you ask. And so the pain of the missed opportunity is important enough to help you know that never has to happen again. If you don't ask, you don't get. There's a 50-50 chance the answer is going to be yes, and a 50-50 chance the answer is going to be no. Okay, last question here is there significance to the weeks before birthday? And I heard that this person said, I heard a teaching that weeks before a birthday, a person has an opportunity to review life from a spiritual, emotional, physical, and mental perspective. Absolutely. But why wait until weeks before your birthday? Is that a sacred time? Sure. But why wait? Why not do today? Why not be ever vigilant on who you are, what you want your life to look and feel like? Why wait? Why wait until someone has told you you need to wait for? You are the creator of your universe. You're all creators of your own universe. Today can be the first day of the rest of your life. So it's important. If you don't like the way your life is going, sit down and decide how you want it to be. And sit down and decide what steps you can take, even baby steps, to shift your consciousness into being willing to surrender and receive that which you truly want. So if it's a few weeks before your birthday, super. Start your personal inventory. If you missed your birthday, no fear of feeling guilty. No victims allowed here. This is a no-victim zone. What you need to do is if you felt that you could have done it, then start doing it now. Why wait? Don't wait for the next year. Do it today. Tomorrow truly is the first day of the rest of your life. And create the life you want. Create the way you see it. And create whatever it is that's in your heart that's going to help you soar and fly. And for all of those people out there that says, I can't. Or for all those people that says, I'm not sure. For all those people that says, well, I'm not perfect. For all those people that says, but I've tried and I failed. You know, there's a lot of people who have tried and failed and they got right up and they tried again. And they tried again and they tried again and they tried again and they tried it again and they tried again and tried again and tried again and then they made it. And it's up to you to continue to feel safe in creating the life you truly want. No victim zone. I love you so much. So today, the Day of Atonement is also the day of at-one-ment. So it's about designing and creating the steps to take you where you want to go. Well, it's time for the show to be over. I'm sorry that we are out of time. I love your email questions, and I love your call-in questions, and I love just having you listening. If you have found benefit in this program, I would love to hear from you. Please email me at info@akashicwisdom.com. If you'd like to be on my email list for upcoming events, please email me at info@akashicwisdom.com. And if you schedule a consultation with me to go deeper into your purpose and your information, call me privately at 216-691-1233. I love you. I hope you have a great, wonderful week. Have a miracle-filled week. And now we're going to close the record. So I want to thank the masters, teachers, and loved ones of all these wonderful beings of light who are listening to the Akashic Wisdom Internet Radio Show on bbsradio.com. We ask that their burdens be lifted, their hearts be opened, and may they all truly look into the mirror and see into the heart of the divine. And with that, we close the records of the Akashic Wisdom Internet Radio Show by saying amen, amen, amen. The records of this show tonight are now closed. Amen. Thank you, everyone. Have a miracle-filled week, and I'll talk to you next week after my class in Pittsburgh. So if you're near Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, this is your opportunity. Come on down and get yourself register for that class. Call me. All right. Have a great one. Bye-bye.
There's been a lot of water under the bridge. We've seen a lot of acts of courage. It's over and over we've rediscovered. Need to step back, move forward. Same desire unfolds.